Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. Elise Benin is our guest and an original member of our Brain Trust. She's been on the show a lot of times over the years, and we can't do without her. She's a nationally recognized speaker and expert on web usability, on designing websites to make sure that they reach our customers. She's the director of creative marketing and management out of beautiful downtown Hoboken, New Jersey, and she's the author of some outstanding books, including Self-Promotion Online and her brand spanking new book, Designing Websites for Every Audience. Elise, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Mm.
You know, Elise, one of the things that we're all still trying to do, and we're actually very much trying to do, is use technology to reach out and touch our customers through our websites, through email marketing, through a lot of different ways. And, you know, the Internet is no longer a novelty anymore. It's no longer this little game that we play with. It's becoming a tool. People are more and more people, the light's coming on in their head, and they're saying, hey, I'm supposed to, you know, we ought to be able to make money with this. We ought to be able to improve our efficiencies and in our organization and do a better job and be more profitable because of this technology thing. But especially with regard to reaching out and touching customers, right?
Mm, definitely. I mean, the thing that I've been noticing a lot lately is that, and I work with a lot of small business owners who are marketing services and products. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get very excited about customers who call and or even that they find who are interested but not quite ready to buy. And most small business owners do not have a system in place for keeping in touch with those people until they are ready to buy, and then they lose track of these prospects. And even
so you're saying people pop up on your radar screen. They give you little buying signals. Maybe that doesn't mean they're going to buy today, but little future buying signals, and then we just sort of let them evaporate into thin air.
Exactly, because we can't keep track of them.
Right, and mostly because it's probably two reasons. Probably because we aren't alert to the future potential of that little buying signal and that person, and we also don't have the mechanism, right, to collect that information.
Exactly. In fact, I was talking to a client the other day who had been to what she described as a really wonderful networking event and met a lot of interesting people and took a lot of great cards, but then she wasn't sure how to follow up mm-hmm. and what to do with all of this interest that had been generated. And so I've been developing this idea. It's not a new idea, but just the framing it in maybe a new way for people, which is to create a loop that everybody falls into.
A loop?
A loop.
Okay.
And what that means, it's basically just a regular marketing vehicle that you do either on a monthly or at the very least quarterly basis, that you don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time you want to reach out to this group of people, and you just have a system in place, and all you have to do is kind of fill in the blanks, and it gets done. And that's why, I mean, the best kind of loop that I've seen work is an email marketing loop.
Right.
It's not the only kind.
Like the newsletters we've talked about in the past.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, part of that, for example, your email newsletter, right, which you send out on a weekly basis.
Right. I loop my folks every week.
Mm-hmm. And every 2 weeks I loop my folks. And it's just like a container. Mm-hmm. You know, where you can put everybody and they can be assured that you are responsible for staying in touch with them so they don't have to take that responsibility.
Hmm. Which is really the way it's supposed to be. I mean, if they're the customer, if they're the person that we're trying to reach, then it is our responsibility, isn't it? You know, that's. I think that's one of the things, one of the mistakes that people make. I see this from time to time, Elise, when people, businesses don't realize what the customer's job is and what their job is. They actually think it's the customer's job to come back to and do business with them every time. And that's not the case, is it?
No, not at all.
I mean, they've got too many choices. They've got, it's their job to weed through all the choices and make the right decision. It's not their job to think, to wake up in the morning and think about you. That's our job.
Well, and the other piece of it, I think, the reason email marketing also is a great vehicle is because it allows you to educate these people that you're calling your prospects and customers. Because we can't assume, number one, that they have any idea really what we do or what we have to offer. And we can't assume that when I say, you know, self-promotion, you know what the heck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't assume that they have a sense of the breadth of the services and products that we have to offer them. So this loop, whatever the vehicle is a really perfect, beautiful way to educate people at the same time.
And let me say this, folks. Elise, I believe you'll agree with me. If this involves instead of email, if this should involve once a quarter, you sending everybody a postcard.
Mm-hmm.
If it means once a quarter, you know, you've got customers that you know are they know who you are, they know your employees. If once a quarter your employees call them up at the office or whatever and said, hey, just want to say hello and touch base with you, haven't seen you lately, everything going okay? Well, it's basically just letting your customers know that they're important to you and that you care about them and that you want to make sure that they're getting the things that they need.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the using technology, the thing about the email is that you can design it so that it functions almost automatically and it functions with very little delivery cost, only development cost.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's very inexpensive, but the place people seem to get stuck is in creating the content for it. Either they don't know what to say, or they have a lot of ideas and can't flesh them out or choose which ones to do, or get stuck in some kind of editing process.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of gone halfway with several people who then get stuck and can't move.
Right. Elise, hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Elise Bennett. She's going to help us find out how to put the content in your loop that you're going to send out to your folks. And then I'm going to ask her about how we sort through all the spam issues right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Elise Bennett. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's artofselfpromotion.com.
All right. That's art.
All one word.
Ofselfpromotion.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, I have lots of articles about marketing and self-promotion up there and an excellent links page with lots of resources available and links to sample chapters of my books, and you can sign up for my quick online marketing tips, which is My Loop.
All right. And that comes every other week, doesn't it?
Every other week.
Now, the books can be purchased at your website and also at Amazon and in the online bookstores?
That's right.
All right. Check that out, folks. Designing Websites for Every Audience is the brand new one. Elise, and also self-promotion, and can they buy that from your website, self-promotion online?
I think it's still better to buy it from Amazon.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to what you're calling a loop, which mm-hmm. is also known as an email newsletter or you can call it whatever you want to, folks. But the thing is the main thing is to stay close to your customers. You know, sometimes, Elise, you don't even have to say a lot. Most of the time, mm-hmm. in fact, it's good if you don't say a lot. The main thing is it's just an inexpensive and a permission-based way to get in front of your customers so they don't forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much clutter out there. it's easy to see why. I mean, how many times have you said to someone, oh, wow, I don't know why I forgot about that restaurant. I've been meaning to go there, and I just forgot all about them. You know, you hadn't been there in a year. It's a restaurant you liked. You just forgot about it because you got so many other choices.
Right.
And your customers can forget about you, too, if you don't stay in front of them.
It's really important. And so I just want to give a couple ideas for what kinds of things you can say in an email newsletter.
Okay.
But in addition, you know, like you mentioned, regular phone calls are good if you prefer to pick up the phone, or even, I think, participating regularly and actively in a trade group where your prospects congregate, so getting on the board and organizing events and doing whatever, but so that
Chamber
you're...
Chamber of Commerce, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that you're out there and people see you and see you work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way to educate people, is by working with them on projects.
Right.
So here's some ideas. In fact, I can send you the link to this if you want to put it in something. I wrote an article about email marketing newsletters, and it basically describes four different types of content you can offer.
Okay.
The first one is basically showing examples of your work, whatever it is, and giving people more details about what you do. The second one, as I said before, is about educating them. So that is, I mean, literally teaching them how to work with you and what information they need about the work that you do or the products that you sell.
I tell you, before you go through the list, can I stop and give an example of a couple of one of those?
Please.
The first one is, say the first one again.
The first one is showing examples of your work.
Okay. What if a customer told you that there was something that they learned about how to use your products?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could turn around and write that down and send it out to your other customers and say, here's what you don't have to mention their name. You could say, here's what one of my customers said. We hadn't thought about this, but they turned our product upside down. They use it for one of these. Could be something
Beautiful.
Like that, something you learned from one of your customers. All right, now I had one for the second one, too. What's that?
Educating your recipients.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you could say, here's what some of our customers have said helps them to get the most out of doing business with us. Before they come in, they measure this, or whatever it might be, and you give them
I have an example.
Okay, good.
There's a graphic design firm that specializes in annual report design, and they basically created a print newsletter and a companion website that showed investor relations professionals how the digital technologies could serve them and their customers, because it's all so new and changing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So they use that to educate them.
All right. What's three and four?
Okay. Three is offering tips on a topic of interest. So that's similar to educating, but it's a different way of writing, and it could be tips also from customers and prospects who are using the product or the service in a way that other people, you know, could benefit from.
Right.
And then the last one is kind of an interesting one. It's basically just helping them to get to know you. And I have some clients who create email newsletters and the topic of each one is different. And it's really just their way of letting their clients get to know them personally little by little. So, you know, here's an interesting film I saw, and here's how it relates to my business, and here's some of the ideas that it generated for me, that kind of thing.
Right. All right. We only got a few seconds, at least, and so we've really kind of run out of time. What I wanted to do, though, when you come back next time, will you help us do a better job of getting our message delivered so that we can cut through the spam clutter? How about that? Can we do that next time?
Sure.
Thanks, Elise. Give us your website one more time.
Artofselfpromotion.com.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. Benun is how you spell her last name if you're typing that into the online search engines. Thanks, Elise. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Tim.
Quick break. I'll be right back with John Deaney. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.